Hey y'all. I bought my Andre 3000-ish this morning. Yo, what's up, guys? What's up, good people? It is, 8:57 a.m. on a Saturday morning, and I am going to guess that today is April the 8th of 2023, because I don't have my watch, nor do I have a calendar in front of me. But what's up, y'all? Hopefully everybody had a really, really great week. Hopefully, you know, if you are someone that's very religious, you know, tomorrow is Easter Sunday. This is Passover weekend, or I know yesterday was Good Friday. So I know a lot of people are gearing up for church tomorrow. I know y'all are ready to get in there and bing, 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 bing. I know y'all ready to shout and bug down. I know. Shout out to Elliot and his friend, Christopher L. Irvin. They have me hooked on. So if you're a church person, you know, in a church, most like praise music is like doom, 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 doom. So when I got around them, they have this thing where, like, if you're on the piano and you're on like the higher pitch keys. And so it's like, bing, 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 bing. And it just always sends me in. So my good friend Roderick, every time we talk and I do it, we do it together. We instantly start laughing. It's just funny. So shout out to Elliot and Christopher L. Irving for that. So yeah. Hopefully everybody had a great week. Hopefully everybody's going to have an even better weekend. And I wanted to come to you guys, and this conversation is going to be totally different than what we normally talk about, or what I normally talk about on a podcast, but it's good information. And I am learning now that sometimes when you go through things, there are some things that you go through that you need to talk about. You need to spread, you need to advertise, because there may be someone or many people that are going through the same thing that you're going through. So before I get into today's topic, y'all know the routine. Y'all know the routine. Y'all know how I do it. Y'all know how I do it. So, shout out to Google Podcasts. Shout out to Apple Podcasts. Shout out to Spotify, Anchor.fm, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio. Thank you for all podcast platforms that allow my podcast to stream on your services. I thank you guys so much. And I promise to continue to do the work to make y'all proud. Now, what y'all can do is go ahead and send me that check. Yeah, go ahead and send me that check. I'm just joking. But you know what? I'm speaking things into the atmosphere that the checks for Flowing with Life Coach will start coming in. Like, we're going to do some big things with Flowing with Life Coach Jarrell, right? All right. Thank you to all of the fans, friends, family members, loved ones that support Flowing with Life Coach Jarrell. None of this would be possible without you guys. And not only do I do this for me, I do this for you all, because I always get good feedback. I always have good conversations with friends about different things that I talk about. And one thing that I love about a podcast is that it doesn't matter if you're unable to listen to it today or next week. It's always there. So you can always go back and listen and catch up on what's been going on in my life, as well as taking notes on things in your own personal life that will help you to become a better person in your involvement or evolvement of life. So today's topic, guys, what I want to talk about is your gut. And in this case, I'm going to talk about my gut. And when I say gut, I mean G-U-T, like gut. Intestines, digestive system, your gut. So I'll start off by saying this. I want to say, like, maybe after I got out of college, maybe a few years passed, I'm going to say 2000 and, okay, let's say 2012, somewhere around 2011, all the way until now, I have been suffering with extreme bloating in my abdomen area. I've also been suffering with nauseousness as of recently, being like extremely like gassy, like burpy and things like that. And it did not matter what I ate. I could eat a potato chip And boom, my stomach would like swell up with like gas and air, and I would be bloated. I would be like, oh, this is so uncomfortable. I could wake up in the morning and have a sip of water, and my stomach would just be like, boom, it would just blow up. And I would be like, okay, I don't know what this is, you know? And so just throughout the years, I've tried everything. I've tried Gas X. I've tried Mylanta, Maalox, Alka-Seltzer chewables. Like, I've tried everything under the sun to help me with this issue with my gut. And I was like, I just don't know what the issue or the problem is. And so we know that for me, I'll speak for myself and be very, very transparent. There have been times where I can fit into a small shirt. Now, it depends on the material of the small. Now, y'all stay out of my business. But it depends on the material of the small. But usually I wear anywhere between a small and medium shirt. And it started to get to the point where my medium shirts would start to get really, really tight in the abdomen area. I would sometimes like have, you could see like my stomach maybe poking out or kind of maybe doing the, what is it called? The booty do? Stomach poke out more than your booty do? Yeah, I kind of started having that. And I was like, okay, something isn't right, but I didn't know what it was. I just said, well, okay, maybe I just got gas issues. I don't know. And so let's fast forward all the way until this year of 2023. And I want to say the end of February, Elliot came down to visit. Shout out to my boyfriend. Hey, Elliot, I love you, baby. But yeah, you know, he came down here to visit and you know, we went and got chicken one night. I think we may have eaten chicken like 2 days in a row from Sharks because it was so good. And then I want to say like on that Saturday, we went to have sushi. Well, we went to this restaurant and I had sushi. And I had, you know, cooked sushi, a fried sushi roll. But it was salmon, cream cheese, avocado, and of course, like the seaweed and things like that. And so I ate it and I was like, okay, I feel really, really good. Nothing wrong. Like, boom. And so that Sunday, I woke up and Elliot was like, he wanted a good Sunday meal. And his favorite meal is smothered ground beef patties with gravy and onion, mashed potatoes and green beans. So I was like, well, if my boo thing, that's what he want, he gonna always get whatever he want as long as I can afford it. And it's not gonna put me out the way and it ain't nothing off the wall. Boom. All right. Look, I was going to say, so boom. That's what me and shout out to Ryan. Ryan put me on. So boom. And see, me and my friend Rashonda, whenever we're getting ready to go into a topic, we'll be like, okay, so check this out. And then the other person says, check in. Like, that's our thing. So now Ryan got me saying, so boom. So shout out to my best friend, Ryan. And so now back to the story. So boom, we ate the ground beef patties and everything. Everything was fine. And so the next day we went to this restaurant here called JJ's Bar and Grill. And I got this, grilled chicken wrap and it was chicken, maybe some form of cabbage or lettuce or something. It had pineapple, avocado, tomato, and something else. And I was like, okay, this sounds pretty healthy. Sounds pretty good. Let me, you know, check this out. Maybe it'd be good. And so when they brought the wrap out, I kind of looked at it. And the first thing that my mind said was, you need to send this back because it doesn't look right. And when I picked it up, there was like all of this, like, and I'm going to say it was the honey mustard that was the sauce that was for the wrap. And it mixed in possibly with the pineapple juice and then with the avocado, like maybe. And so when I took my first bite of the sandwich, I was like, this does not taste right. I know what chicken and pineapple taste like. And I also know what chicken and avocado taste like. And this taste, I'm like New York, and this is nothing of the sort. So, and so I chewed it and I swallowed it and I was like, okay, yeah, I don't really like this. And so I said, well, you know what? Let me eat a second bite. I said, because maybe something that I ate the night before, maybe like that taste is still on my palate, even though I brushed my teeth, y'all chill out and I brushed my tongue because y'all are trying to pull it. But it's like, I took the second bite, started chewing and I instantly like I spit it back into a napkin. Once again, guys, this is going to be like very, very detailed. So if you are like one of those people, you may have like a squeamish stomach or like that, then you may want to go listen to the last podcast or catch me about a couple of weeks from now because you're going to get the raw one cut. So boom. See, there go again. So boom. So from there, I was like, yeah, I can't eat this. And so I just nibbled on the French fries. And so once Elliot and I got back home, his flight left at about 6. And we were like, well, we're just going to get together and chill on the couch and just cuddle. And as we were cuddling, I could feel and hear gurgling in my stomach, like gas bubbles, pressure. Like it felt like I could feel like little marbles just moving in my stomach. And if you are someone that suffers with stomach issues, I really feel like this is going to be an amazing podcast for you, because it will help. I really feel like it's going to help and bless a lot of people, because it's done the same for me and I'm learning daily. And so, so from there, dropped Elliot off, at the airport, came home and I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna, you know, go to bed. I'm not really feeling too good. Boom. Went to bed, woke up that next morning, kind of had like a slight fever and my stomach was hurting. And I was like, okay, well, let me, you know, go to the bathroom, relieve myself, and went to the bathroom. And it was not what I thought that it was going to be. I thought that it was going to be given like a cute little Polish sausage. I thought it was going to be given like a really good, like cute little corn dog, you know, a nice little turd. And it was full on diarrhea, guys. Like, no joke. And I was like, whoa. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And I was like, well, maybe first thing I said was, I said, it was that sandwich, right? And so I said, well, maybe it'll go away. So I was like, I got some Pepto-Bismol in the fridge. Let me go ahead and open her up. And I worked from home. So I was like, at least I ain't got to worry about running nowhere. And so except for the bathroom, and I just run right across the hall. But, I did that. And so the diarrhea lasted for about 2 to 3 days, but as like day two wasn't as bad as day one, and day three wasn't as bad as, day one, day two. So what I did was, my stomach was so sensitive and it was so upset that the only thing I could really eat was, saltine crackers and ginger ale. So I ate saltine crackers and ginger ale for about, let's just say from Wednesday all the way until maybe Saturday or Sunday. No, I take that back. Sunday of that weekend. And so when Monday rolled around, my stomach started to feel so much better. And so I said, okay, well, Monday rolling around, I'm gonna, you know, eat something really, really simple, really like a nice meal, not too much. And it may have been something, I think it was like chicken breast. And like maybe, I think one day I just ate a chicken breast, like nothing else. And I was like, okay, this is cool. And the next day I woke up, I said, okay, I feel 100% better. I feel like myself. And so remember, I told you guys that I cooked that ground beef patty for Elliot. So what I did was, I said, I wanted a burger. So I put me my ground beef, seasoned it really good, put it in the air fryer. I went to Walmart, and you know, Walmart got the Rally French fries. If y'all have Rallies or Checkers in your city and state, I will always say that Rallies and Checkers has the best French fries. And I don't care what nobody else say. Every time you go to Rallies, they always clicking and they clicking up. Everybody else, you're clicking, but you're clicking down, right? But, boom. So I made me a burger. And it literally was not even 24 hours. Like literally, I want to say I ate the burger around 6 or 7. By 10 o'clock, my stomach started doing like the Macarena. I was like, okay, what is going on? And it's like my stomach, it's like whatever I ate, the beef or whatever, it wreaked havoc on my gut. And I mean, bad. Tossing, turning. It literally felt like someone had their hands in my stomach and they were taking my stomach and just rotating it nonstop. Like my stomach literally felt like it was flipping. And so by this time, I started to be very, very bloated and very, very gassy. But it's like I would burp, or like I told y'all, TMI, I would poot or something like that. But the pressure or the bloating in my stomach, it would not go away. And so I was like, you know, okay. So then I said, well, let me go back to my ginger ale and crackers. And so by this time, I'm looking at my body and I'm like, okay, something is off. And so when that started, then night sweats started to come. And I'm not talking about baby night sweats. I'm talking about having to get up to change my shirt at least 3 times, sometimes 4 times within a night. And I instantly was like, okay, something is not right with my body. And I've never been a sickly person for the most part. Now that I'm learning now that I'm incorrect. I was always saying before I went to the doctor that I take good care of my body and that I'm not a sickly person. But now realizing that I have not been taking good care of my body. And I'm going to talk about that as we get a little bit deeper in the podcast. And so so at that point in time, I was like, something isn't right. And so as us, and I'm not going to say all Black people because it's not true that it's all Black people, but I can say for me, going to the doctor is always scary. And that's why me personally, I never go. But I've also never really had situations come up in my life where it's like, I got to go to the doctor. Something isn't right. Until now. And so what I did was I put it off. I didn't go. So I let this continue for an additional 2 weeks. And so now we get to March. Well, we're like late March. So my birthday was March 30th. Thank you for everybody that sent me birthday wishes. I did a fish fry. I was like, I want to do a fish fry for my birthday that weekend. So we had a fish fry that Saturday, cooked fish, ate good. I'm talking about I fried that fish. When I tell you I fried that fish. Okay. Like I put my foot in it and me and my friends, we ate fish and we had French fries. We had hush puppies. And, but the thing is, at the beginning of the year, I told myself that I'm going to go the first 5 months of the year without eating fast food. So I completely cut fast food out of my diet. And I said that, you know, I'm also going to go X amount of months within a year of no alcohol, no drinking until my birthday. So I ended up having my first bottle. Yes, a bottle. Stay out of my business. I deserve a bottle because I deserve. But I had a whole bottle of Prosecco and woke up the next morning, head knocking like, who was that song? Head still knocking, beat still rocking. Who was that? She said she want a hood. Boop. Okay. Hey, is that David Banner? David Banner. David, have you ever seen a Chevy with the butterfly though? I know Tania is going in. Shout out to Tania because, you know, we love a good throwback, right? So inside peanut butter, outside jelly. Hey. All right, let me get back to the story because I'm a rat at times. I'm a hood rat. All right. So boom. I love saying so boom. Shout out to Ryan, bro. It's so nice. So boom. All right. So now we get to Sunday and I'm celebrating self-care Sunday. And I'm like, okay, y'all know that's my thing. I was like, let me fry me up some more fish. So I'm going to fry me up a couple more pieces of fish. Had me some fries, had me some hush puppies, ate, you know, drank my water and eating candy. You know, I was like, you know, I'm a do what I want to do for my birthday because it's my day. And so I woke up that Monday. And when I woke up that Monday, my stomach had started doing the flips all over again. And I'm like, man, I was like, come on. I was like, what is going on with my body? So by this time, I'm like, okay, I'm getting scared. I'm getting even more scared. So boom, I'm like, okay, it's all good. So Tuesday rolls around. So when Tuesday rolls around, I wake up and my stomach is in knots. Like I can't sleep. I'm having these night sweats. Like, I'm like, I could feel my heart like beating really, really fast. And my mouth is just extremely dry, like dehydrated. I'm like, okay, what's really going on? Something has to be off. And so I went to the bathroom. And so I had a total of 4 bowel movements that morning. The first 3 were perfectly fine. Like they were cute little poops. But the last one, it had a pinkish or reddish color in it, which was blood. And at first I thought that there's a possibility that it could have been Pepto-Bismol because when I woke up that morning and my stomach was flipping, like I instantly just took some Pepto-Bismol. So I said it could have been like the first maybe drop of coloring of the Pepto into my stomach that maybe turned the poop that color. I said, but no, poop has to have time to to digest in your system before it comes out. I said, so I really believe that it's blood. So at that point in time, I instantly called a gastroenterologist here in Little Rock, Arkansas. And I was like, I need to get in to see somebody, like something is going on with my body. And instantly, mind you, when I see this, I'm not looking in the mirror. I'm just like freaking out and panicking and not feeling good. And something told me, Jarrell, like, you need to go look in the mirror. And guys, it looked as if I was every bit of 6 to 7 months pregnant. I'm talking about stomach just protruding. I'm talking about, my stomach has gotten big from bloating, but it had never gotten like that. I could literally grab my stomach with both hands on both sides and pick it up and shake it. And I'm like, but I haven't been really eating anything. And I was like, do I have an allergy to something? What is going on? So boom. Y'all gonna start saying so boom. I already know it. So by this time, they get me into the doctor on the next day, which is that Wednesday. So the lady, she's like, well, you know, tell me your symptoms, like what's going on. And I was like, my stomach is doing all of these flips, you know, night sweats. She was like, are you throwing up? And I said, well, no, I'm not throwing up. I'm not vomiting or anything like that. I said, but it's getting to the point now that whenever I burp, I can either feel like acid reflux or kind of taste it a little bit, or it feels like my food is still like whole, like it's in chunks when I burp like the next day. I said, so I don't know if maybe my food is not digesting. Something is not right. And so they put me on the scale and she was like, okay, well, your weight is 195.4. And I was like, how am I 195 pounds when I've been honestly dealing with my stomach or my gut issues for a month and I really haven't even been eating like simple stuff, just saltine crackers and soda or like maybe a potato, like how is that possible? And so it was blowing my mind. And mind you, I love spin class. Shout out to ClickCycle. I do spin class like sometimes 3 or 4 times a week. I try to get as much exercise as I can. And I was like, why am I not losing weight? Like something isn't adding up. Like, and I was like, well, I know it has to go hand in hand. You can't just work out and eat horrible. You have to work out and eat healthy. So on a scale of 100%, how healthy was I eating? I'm going to say about a good 60 to 70% of eating good. The other percentages were things like my chips, my candy, my juice, my sodas, you know, things that I like to snack on and eat, and, honey in my tea, and things like that. So mind you, remember, I gave up sodas at the beginning of the year. I gave up fast food and I gave up alcohol. So she was like, well, let's take your blood pressure. Boom. She take my blood pressure. She was just like, are you nervous? I was like, I mean, yeah, because I don't know what's going on with my body. And she was like, well, I'm going to come back and take your blood pressure again. So she comes back and take my blood pressure. And she was like, Mr. Jackson, your blood pressure is like, I want to say it was like 167 over maybe 120, maybe. And once again, guys, I know y'all are like, Jarrell. And I'm like, Jarrell, right with y'all. So slap on the hand. And she was like, are you on blood pressure medication? And she was like, you need to get with your PCP so that they can get you on blood pressure meds. And I said, well, I don't have a PCP. And she gave me this look and she was like, how do you not have a PCP? And she was like, Mr. Jackson, you're 38 years old. You need a PCP. And I said, well, I never get sick. And she says, well, just because you never get sick doesn't mean that you don't need a PCP. You need to be getting checked out to make sure that everything is going good and everything is going well so that when something does flare up, we can catch it right at the beginning. And so that was a wake up call for me that basically was more of like, okay, Jarrell, you have to break that cycle of I don't go to doctors. I pray about it. I take medicine, and God will heal me and I'll be better. Like, that whole like traditional African-American black male way of thinking of like, no, I don't need to go to the doctor. You're going to have to break that and get out of it real quick starting today. And so I was like, okay. And so she was like, you know, tell me about your symptoms. Told her about my symptoms. And she says, well, we need to get some blood work done because we need to see, you know, what's going on. So, as I'm leaving the doctor's office, they're making, appointments for me, they were like, well, we need to get you a an ultrasound, and then we need to get you a barium tablet test. And she was like, that's where they're going to put the tablet in your mouth. And I think it's barium. We'll put the tablet in your mouth, and then we'll watch it as you as it dissolves. We just want to make sure that everything is going to where it needs to go in your body. And so I was like, okay. And I was like, ultrasound? And she was like, well, yeah, we just want to make sure that there's nothing in there. And if there is something in there, we can prescribe you something to get it out. So I was like, okay, gotcha. And so the lady was like, well, you also need to get on probiotics. And I was like, well, what's probiotics? Is that something that I have to have prescribed, like a PCP? And she's like, no, sweetheart, you like you can get probiotics in the store. And I was like, well, what do they look like? And so she opens the drawer and she says, well, here, this is what they look like. And she said, well, you know what? Matter of fact, she says, well, this box has never been opened. She said, take this with you. When you get home, she says, you can take it in the morning on an empty stomach. She said, just take one every morning. It's a 7-day supply and it may help with the discomfort and it may help with the bloating. And I said, okay. So I came back home, took the probiotic and, I had COVID in October of last year. And when they took my blood pressure at the doctor when I had COVID, the lady put me on 10 milligrams of, it is called amlodipine besalate. And she put me on 10 milligrams. And so I started taking the blood pressure meds back in October. I think I took them for 3 days and they completely had me out of whack. My vision was blurry. I couldn't focus. It felt like my equilibrium was off. And I was like, okay, maybe this medicine is too strong, but I can't take this medicine. So I started to Google natural ways to naturally lower the blood pressure. And so beet juice is something that I found. And if you ever watch Boomerang, Lady Eloise says beet juice, it keeps the skin tight. And neither one of us are getting any younger. Shout out to Eartha Kitt. But yeah, I like beet juice, oatmeal, 2 bananas a day. There's just like different things that you can also drink that will help with your blood pressure that will basically lower it. And I think one of the other things like kiwi, cantaloupe, kale. Kale is another thing that helps to lower your blood pressure and naturally. And so I started doing those things and I started checking my blood pressure every day and I got my blood pressure all the way down to 118. I think it was like 118 or 119 over like 78, 79. So at one point in time, I got my blood pressure all the way down the natural way. And so it's like I told her, I said, okay, well, I'll take the pills right now. She said, because the numbers that are reading for your blood pressure, you should either be dead or you should be having a stroke right now because your heart is beating so fast. And she said, well, has your heart ever beat it this fast? I said, well, for some reason, like my teenage years, maybe my going into like my 20s, you know, being in relationships. I said, if I would be laying in the bed and someone would be laying on my chest, they'd always say, ooh, your heart beats so fast. And I said, I just thought that it was just like a natural thing. Like maybe it ran in our family. And she was like, no, baby. A heart beating fast like this is never natural. Like that is your blood pressure. Your heart is having to work extremely hard to get the blood pressure down. And she said, that explains the night sweats. That's why you're waking up because your heart is working overdrive when your body is sleeping, relaxing to get those numbers down. And I said, okay, it makes sense. So instantly went home and took my probiotic and took my blood pressure medication and have been doing it every single day since starting on Wednesday. And so from there, I was like, man. And she said, well, you know, we will, when the blood work comes back, we'll at least know if you have a food allergy or something. We just have to see what it is. So, man, I went home and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And I said, God, I need for you to give me a sign that this is not something, you know, serious, like prostate cancer, colon cancer. Like, because at this point in time, I'm like, God, I'm extremely scared. I don't know what to do. And the only thing that I can do is I can just pinpoint everything back to the end of February. And by that time, I'm like, well, God, you know, we just had a tornado here in Little Rock week before last. And you all know I'm moving to Charlotte, North Carolina. So I was like, OK, so is this God, is this your way of telling me that I don't need to move and that I need to stay here? Is this a sign? And yeah, I don't know about y'all, but the moment something started going on with my body, I'm going straight to Google and I'm Googling And y'all know self-diagnosing yourself is the worst thing. And per Google, I was supposed to die probably about 30 minutes ago because I gave myself about 75 different type of diseases. I gave myself about 75 different type of diseases and illnesses. And I was like, well, how do I pick which one it is? Like, how do I know? And one of my friends was like, well, friend, that's what doctors are for. That's what they get paid for. Let them do their job and then they can let you know exactly what it is. So I was like, okay, you're right. And so, after that, the lady, she told me at the gastroenterologist place, she said, today she said, eat something like crackers. She said, like maybe broth. She said, like anything that's not going to flare up your gut. She says, eat something like a baked potato. She says, no salt for one because of your blood pressure. And she said, no pepper. She said, because right now, if your intestines or your gut is inflamed, any type of seed or any type of spicy food or pepper is going to probably send it in a frenzy. And you don't need that passing through your gut. She says, so for the next few days, eat everything plain and bland, no seasoning. And I'm like, man, what? But at this point in time, I'm desperate to do anything because I'm in pain. Like, I don't want to look like this. Like, I'm getting ready to move. I got a going away party in a couple of weeks. I can't be up here like looking bloated and looking fat. Like, I can't do that. Like, that ain't Jay Breezy. Shout out to Chris Brown. I'm always sneak him in anything that I do. Trust and believe. I love you, Chris. And so, boom, I did that. And I went to Walmart, and I tell this story, and I'll tell it until the day I die. Remind you, I prayed. I said, God, you're going to have to give me a sign. I went to Walmart, and I was like, well, let me go get me some probiotics. And I went on the medicine aisle, and I'm looking for medicine. And she looked like she was like maybe in her early 50s. Her name is Carrie. Miss Carrie. Never seen this lady a day in my life. She said, oh, your hair is so pretty. And if you guys don't know it, don't follow me on social media. I have locks, and my locks are really, really long, and they are mine. I've been growing my hair since 2006. So there are no tracks. There are no feed in. There's no lace with this. It's all natural. No shade to the people that are not blessed with long hair. And it's probably brittle and broken, but you know. To God be the glory. So she was like, your hair is so pretty. And we're talking about hair and all of that good jazz. And she says, that's why I don't like coming to Walmart. Because every time you come to Walmart, you can never find anything you're looking for. And so I said, okay. I said, well, we on the same aisle. And I said, well, tell me what you're looking for. I said, and if I find it, I just, you know, let you know. She said, okay. She said, I'm looking for some probiotics. And so I instantly turned and I looked at her. And I was like, I am too. And she was like, well, I'm going to go on the other aisle. And if I see it over there, I'll shout at you to come over there and let you know. And so she pushed the basket over there. And she says, I found it. So I go over there and I said, well, what are like probiotics for? And she said, well, if you have any type of gastrointestinal inflammation, any type of gut issues, bloating, gas, chronic pain, diarrhea, things like that. She says that the gut contains good bacteria. And which I didn't know because I associated all bacteria with being bad. She was like, your gut carries good bacteria that helps fight all type of like diseases or sicknesses and things like that. So she said with her, she had to completely give up beef. She said because beef was sending her stomach in a frenzy. And I said, it's so crazy that you say that because I ate some beef a couple of weeks ago. And I said, and every time I ate it, like I thought that I was going to have to call the emergency room. And she was like, yep. And she also told me she was like, she also had COVID. And after she had COVID, she said her body for some reason never really bounced back. And so she said that what the probiotics do is, the probiotics put back in the good bacteria into your gut, into your intestine to help fight off whatever infections or inflammatory diseases are in your gut. It helps to push those things out to get it back to where it needs to be. And so I was like, okay, so that's why the lady told me. I said, I just left the gastroenterologist. So the lady, she's asking me all of my symptoms and I tell her. And she was like, yeah, she said, I said, well, I don't really know which one to get. So what's a good one? She says, well, this is the one that you want to get right here. And it comes in the form of a gummy. And she said, you just take one every day. And she says, but you also need to be taking a prebiotic. And I was like, well, what's a prebiotic? And she says, well, a prebiotic is like a fertilizer for the probiotic. You want to take the prebiotic first, then take your probiotic. And she says, and then from there, have yourself like in the morning, she said like tea or like leafy green vegetables. She's like, you need to start introducing way more healthy, vibrant greens into your diet than meat. And she said that she used to be vegan. I said, well, what meats don't you eat? She said, I completely stay away from red meat. She said, because red meat is the hardest thing to digest in the body. And she said, anything that takes anywhere between 3 to 7 days to digest is not good. And she says, and think about the work that that's putting on your gut, on putting on your stomach, your intestines, and it having to pass through. She was like, it's just not a good feeling. And so she said, also get you some green tea or get you some type of tea that has ginger in it or turmeric or something like that. And I said, ma'am, I truly, truly thank you. I was like, because I did not know these things. And she said, well, us as Black people, we don't know, because we always say that, oh, it runs in the family. Oh, it runs in the family. And the reality of it is there are a lot of diseases or a lot of sicknesses that have killed off our family members, all because we have been saying it runs in the family. But we can put an end to this stuff. Like, we can stop these things if we choose to take better care of our health. So I said, well, ma'am, you know, thank you so much. I truly appreciate you. And she was like, well, baby, she said, my name is Miss Carrie. She says, but if I never see you again, she says, no matter what you do, continue to let your light shine. That's what we were put on earth to do, to let our light shine. And I said, well, ma'am, Miss Carrie, I said, I'm Jarrell. I said, thank you so much. I needed that. And you have one of the best days ever. So boom, I'm like, okay. I said, okay, God, I see you. You working. Cause you know, I prayed. I said, God, you have to send me a sign. So boom. I love that. So boom. It's so clutch. Oh, it's so fetch. Mean girls. And so boom, I walk over to the vegetable aisle. Cause remember, the lady told me to get a potato. And, when I first moved on this side of town, I wear a lot of stones and crystals for necklaces, and I had on a selenite stone, and this older guy looked like he's probably like, once again, late 50s. He's like, oh man, I love your necklace, and do-do-do-do-do-do, and he had on an amethyst, and we were just talking, and I always remember his face, but he's always had like a really, really good vibe, and it's kind of like Bob Marley. It's like a Bob Marley type of vibe, like cool-ass cab driver, just cool. And so I pushed my basket and I was like, well, let me go over here and get these potatoes, because the lady told me that's something that I can eat. So I put one potato in the bag, and he said, and I hear this voice, and it says, boy, you look like you on a mission. And I looked up, and it was him. And I said, man, I am. I said, I've been having some gut issues for about a month now. And a potato, from what I hear now, is the only thing that I can eat to kind of help my gut right now with all this inflammation and stuff. And he was like, well, what's your symptoms? So I told him. He said, go over there and get you some ginger. He said, get 2 ginger roots. He said, with ginger, he said, you can either put it in your tea. You can like eat it just regular, like just a little small piece of it, or you can blend it up in a smoothie. And he said, ginger is a natural food that will kill and get any type of bad bacteria out of your body. It'll clear it up, starting from the mouth to the esophagus, to the small intestine, to the large intestine, to colon and everything else. And then it'll come out, you know, in your poop. He was just like, get you some of that. And he said, every day, just eat like a little piece of it. He said, you're going to feel a whole lot different. He said, and then I want you to go over there and I want you to get some plain yogurt. He said, no strawberry, no vanilla, no blueberry. He says, plain yogurt. He said, but look for the yogurt that has, it will say billions of probiotics on the lid. He says, when you wake up in the morning, he says, 2 spoons of just plain yogurt every single morning. He said, coat that stomach with those probiotics. He was like, it's going to change your life. And I said, okay. I said, yes, sir. And he said, I guarantee you, you're going to start feeling better. He said, but the thing is, you're going to have to take time to repair your gut, and it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in a week, because think about how long you've been eating the way that you've been eating. Now you're going to have to reverse all of that. He's like, so be patient. He was like, but it's going to make a difference. So I went and got all of these things, and I started then Googling in the store, like what's good for gut inflammation or gastroenteritis. Like, and so I found like getting more bananas is something good, eating more oranges, kiwis, celery juice, or just regular raw celery is good. Carrots, cantaloupe, lemons, kale, spinach, you know, things like that. Probiotic water. My friend Mariko, shout out to Mariko, put me on the water called Karma, and it carries probiotics in it. So it's like this whole time I'm learning, but I'm also like, let me tell you something. When you are desperate, you'll do anything when you are desperate. I want y'all to always remember that when you are desperate to get out of a situation, get out of some form of pain, get out of some type of trouble, you will do anything to get out of it. And I was willing to, that man could have told me that I needed to go home and eat the cushion out of my couches and it'll cure me. I would have ate the hell out of this couch. I'm talking about all the way in. I would have ate the couch down. But so I go home and I put me a baked potato in the oven and I'm like, okay, put my little baked potato in the oven, do what he told me. And so then what I did was I just ate 2 spoonsful of the yogurt. And I was like, oh, this is horrible. Like, it ain't got no flavor to it. I said, but I'm a trust, really, really, really trust this man. Right. Woke up the next day, y'all. Remember, I took the probiotic. I took the prebiotic, the probiotic. I took the blood pressure pill. I ate a baked potato with no seasoning. And I said, and then I turned around and I had like the 2 scoops of yogurt. Woke up, still had the night sweats. But instead of like going through and changing my shirts for like 4 times, I only had to change my shirt 3 times. And so I was like, okay, like not so bad. But then my stomach started to settle. And I was like, okay, something is working. So boom, did the same thing the next day, blended my ginger up in my smoothie. He also told me, he said, turmeric. Ginger and turmeric are 2 things that will help fight inflammation and bloating and gas and constipation. So he was like, but don't put anything in it. Lemon, like lemon water. Like now I understand why people drink lemon water. And so by this time I said, okay, Jarrell, you get up and you do the same thing you did yesterday and see how your energy feels. Did the same exact thing. And I started to feel my stomach just start to settle more and more. So now I get to Friday. Oh, Friday. Good Friday at that, right? Okay. Bing, 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 bing. I get to Friday, right? And so Friday morning, I wake up and I had to change my shirt 3 times. The first time wasn't a bad night sweat. It was just kind of like medium. Second time, because it was a wife beater that I had on. And then I always sleep with the covers all the way up to my nose. So, and then I think I may have had the heat on as well, because like, you know, the temperature is still up and down here in Arkansas. So I woke up and I changed 1 shirt. Then I put on another shirt, went back to sleep. And so that shirt, I had to change it, but it was only damp, like where my sternum was, just right there. And so I was like, I got up, I changed it again. And then I put on another shirt and I woke up to get ready for work. And just the neck or the rim around the neck of the shirt was the only thing that was wet. And I said, okay, something is working because the night sweats are decreasing. So I have been checking my blood pressure every single morning, or really every afternoon. And so on the 6th, my blood pressure was 146 over 108. I checked it the first time I woke up, as soon as I woke up. And then I checked my blood pressure again about 1256, because I've been drinking my beet juice and doing better. My blood pressure was 126 over 96. I mean, 129 over 96. And so I said, okay, so it's coming on down. So yesterday I checked my blood pressure just to kind of see, you know, what is given. And it gets all the way down to 126 over 94. And so I'm like, okay, I need to drop my top number 6 more. And I said, and then I need to drop my bottom number 14. I said, but compared to what I was doing and how I was doing things all the way until now, my body is now starting to change. My stomach now, guys, my stomach is so flat. Like I got like, you know, I got like a little handlebar like down in the lower area. It ain't a muffin top. It's kind of like maybe like a little bagel top, but I feel better. And once again, TMI, like the more probiotics and things that I take and foods with like no processed food, like I've been having a lot of bowel movements. And the doctors will tell you, if you want to know what's going on with your body, look at your stool. It will tell you everything. If your stool is really, really hard and dark in color and floats to the bottom, then that means that you do not have a healthy diet. If your poop is runny and watery, that's a sign that there's some type of infection in your gut. If you have like nice, kind of like round, pretty colors, no lumps and things like that in your poop, that lets you know that you're healthy. And then most people, if you're doing something like a green smoothie or something like that in the day or in the afternoon, like whatever you eat will change the color of your poop, right? And so for me, when I drink my beet juice, the beet juice will turn my poop a reddish color, which like scared me, but I started doing my research. You all, I have been doing research on the gut from Wednesday all the way until this morning, just educating myself and reading and listening and watching different people's stories talk about their gut issues. And it's like, yep, that checks off. Yep, that too. Yep, that checks off. Yep. And what I'm realizing is it's not an African-American thing. There are Asians, there are Caucasians, there are Jamaicans. There are so many people that suffer with irritable bowel syndrome, gastroenteritis. What's the other one? Colitis. Like, it's so much. And so every video that I've been watching, I found this really, really good African-American male doctor on YouTube. I'm going to see if I can find him and put you guys on who he is. But I found him on YouTube last night. And I was just like, you know, let me just listen to what he's talking about. Maybe he has some type of good information. His name is Dr. Bobby Price, P-R-I-C-E, Dr. Bobby Price. And I was listening to him last night, and he's like, we have to understand that when we are eating processed food, we're basically eating dead organisms. He was like, everything that we put in our body should be alive, healthy green vegetables, things like that. He said, so whenever you start eating all these processed burgers and these foods and things like that, you're just doing nothing but adding dead toxins into your body, and you're waiting for heart disease, cancer, and all of these things. And I was like, man, like, this is interesting. And it's like, I took my health serious, but I never took it serious like I am now. And so I woke up this morning, and mind y'all, I stepped on the scale at the doctor place, and my weight was 195. And mind you, I had on like a hoodie, my clothes, shoes, socks. So I know that the materialistic thing is going to add a little weight. And then, I mean, my hair is so long, and it was in a bun. So I'm pretty sure it's going to add a little weight as well. Not a lot, but a little. And plus the shoes that I had on. And I stepped on the scale this morning, guys, and my weight is 184.2. Just in literally Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 days. And the lady says that once you kind of start getting on those probiotics, he was like, if there's any type of old waste caught up anywhere that has not been coming out, it's going to come out. And when they say that sometimes people have anywhere between 15 to 20 pounds of poop in their body, like, I used to be like, y'all ain't know about that. That's a damn lie. But like now I'm like, oh, it gotta be something to this. Health is wealth, guys. Health is wealth. So today I feel good. I feel vibrant. I woke up this morning. No night sweat. No night sweat. Because that was really bothering me. I was like, yeah, now you know now with them night sweats. I was like, but now woke up this morning, no night sweat. The color of my eyes. And also that's another thing. Look at your eyes. Your eyes will tell you a lot about your health. If your eyes in the corners are like really, really bloodshot red, or your vision, you wake up in the morning and you gotta like sit there for a minute to get yourself together, that's blood pressure. It's so many things. And I was like, bro, my body feels good. Like I can eat a banana or drink some water and I can feel it go from my throat all the way down to my stomach, and it feels good. And I'm like, there is something to this. Something is working. And I was trying to understand, like, how am I going to spin class and da 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 da, and I ain't losing no weight, I ain't doing this, I ain't doing that. And now it makes sense. Because if you suffer from irritable bowel syndrome or gastroenteritis or colitis or other type of gut issues, it can do one of two things. It can cause you to lose a lot of weight, or it can cause you to gain weight. And so it's like, now I can kind of pinpoint, besides not eating as healthy as I can or should have been, now I can pinpoint the weight gain. Now things are like, the dots are now starting to connect. And once again, I know everybody was just like, you know, everybody's body is different. So I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nutritionist, but what I'm just telling you, I'm telling you what has worked for me, naturally, you know, and even just with two supplements, but I'm just telling you what's worked for me. My gut has never felt this. I can't even tell you the last time my gut has ever felt like this. There would be times where I would just be sitting down working and I could feel hot air or gas or steam like rising in my stomach. Like, you know, when you ironing and you put some water in the iron, but some of y'all don't iron anyway because your clothes be wrinkled. But, you know, when you iron and you press the button for the steam to come out, how that hot air, that hot pressure is, that's what I was feeling in my stomach. And I was like, I don't know why. What is this coming from? So now that I see what is working for me, I am completely done with red meat. Beef, pork, ribs, steak, you're out of it. You're out of it. Not going back to it. Sodas, not going back to it. Not at all. Like, I cannot do it. And then I learned something new last night, because mind you, I was up till like 3 o'clock in the morning just doing research. There is something, if you are one of those people, like, you like to use those artificial sugars or sweeteners for your water because you don't want to drink like sodas and things like that, you need to, first of all, you need to download this app called Yuka, Y-U-K-A. You can scan the barcode of any food product or anything, and it will tell you if this product is good, if it's healthy, or if it's bad. And I scanned, I had like maybe five. Cause I was looking for a substitute for sodas. I had about five different boxes, different flavors. And I looked on the back of the ingredients. And what I did was I said, I'm going to Google every last one of these ingredients. And I'm just going to see, like, are all of these good? And there is an ingredient called maltodextrin, M-A-L-T-O-D-E-X-T-R-I-N. Google it. I encourage you to Google it. Because if you consume it in large amounts, it can inflame your gut. And I was thinking to myself, I've been drinking these little artificial water sweeteners for well over 2 months now. Sometimes I'll have like maybe two or three cups a day, and then I have my gallon of water. But I like, you know how we are. We like little sweet stuff from time to time. But yeah. I was like, wow, well, if the more I think about it, if I'm drinking like maybe 3 cups a day, or I'll go further than that, even if I'm drinking 4 cups a week, that's still, and the cups that I would be drinking would be like 24 ounces. And so the reality of it is like, I was drinking way more of this ingredient that causes intestinal flare-ups. So the whole time I'm like, ooh, this is good. My stomach is like, no, 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 this is not good. So just think about that. Eating beef, killing my stomach. Drinking this sugar substitute, killing my stomach. Eating all type of greasy processed food, killing my stomach. Then my blood pressure high as hell on top of that, killing me and everything else. And I was like, oh no, I can't live like this anymore. Threw all of that away. So at this point in time, if it is not water, if it is not tea, depending on the juice, like 100% like fruit juices, those would be the only liquids that I would be consuming. And red wine. And that would be like every blue moon. But going back to like drinking liquor and stuff like that, at this point, I just don't think my body can take it. And thinking about how I felt for almost an entire month to how I feel just today alone, I'm all about feeling more like today than what I've been feeling like. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. If you suffer from irritable bowel syndrome, extreme bloating, gas, belching, constipation, on and off diarrhea, things. And oh, this is another thing. If you find yourself getting sick more, like every time you turn around, you got a cold. It's the summertime. It's 85 degrees outside and you got the flu, or you got like sinuses and things like that. I truly, truly, truly encourage you all to do your research on prebiotics and probiotics, because when you start to put those things into your body, they fight off. They become like the Xena and the Hercules of your immune system. They knocking everybody out. It's like they like, oh, no, you ain't coming up in here. And you have to think about it, that if you're not in fiber, and that's what the prebiotic is fiber. So if you're not eating a lot of fiber in your diet, then that means that you're not passing, you're not having a bowel movement like you should. And even if you are having one, it may be like a broken piece of a bowel movement or a poop. It may be hung up somewhere. The fiber is what gets all of that stuff out of there. So do your research and Google on healthy foods with fiber. Pears, like pears are really good. Pineapples. Pineapples are good for bloating and gas. Once again, kiwi, mint leaves. When I tell you I have done so much work, but that's neither here nor there. So what I want to tell you guys is whatever you do, take care of your health. And I hope that this podcast has helped someone or this segment. But if you guys want to reach out to me directly and just ask a few more questions, you guys can email me. My email address is going to be www.jarell2003@yahoo.com. If you have any additional questions about, or you just want to see like, man, you're, you know, a week in, how's your body feeling? Did your body revert back to it? Did it kick it out? If you have any questions on stuff like that, man, I really want you guys to reach out to me. You guys can also follow me on Instagram at lifecoach, LIFECOACH underscore Jarell, JARELL. Yeah, you guys can DM me, ask me about these things, because if I can spread this, I'll spread it. And I ran into the man in Walmart again last night because I went back to get some more bananas. And I told him, I said, I truly thank you for the information that you gave me because I didn't know. And he says, that gut must be feeling better. I said, sir, it's feeling so much better. He says, whatever you do, keep doing what you're doing. Don't go back to what you was doing. He said, man, God is going to bless you. And I said, I'm just thankful that I came in contact with you. So I hope that you all get the same experience with this podcast that I got with him. You guys be careful. You be safe and take care of that gut, because your gut is your second brain. And when your gut is off, your gut sends a message to your brain and says, hey, something ain't right and we got to fix it. I love you guys with all my heart. Be blessed. Have a good one.